and make her full of hateful fantasies. Words of Shakespeare, narrated by Judi Dench. The music was A Midsummer Night's Dream, part of it, by Felix Mendelssohn, and we heard Seiji Ozawa and the Boston Symphony Orchestra. I'm delighted to welcome back to our studios Monique Foster. She's the founder and director of the Las Cruces School of Dance and Music. This very music will be the background to a ballet this weekend of A Midsummer Night's Dream. Welcome, Monique Foster.
Thank you.
Mendelssohn wrote this music for a production of Shakespeare's play. Georges Balanchine turned it into a ballet, I think?
Yes, it was in 60-something.
1960-something.
Yeah.
American Ballet Theater.
New York City Ballet.
New York City Ballet. So, you're putting, this must be a huge production for you and your students. Tell us a little bit about what putting on a full ballet, because I don't hear of productions of this ballet as often as some of the others. Of course, Nutcracker and Swan Lake and those ballets. So tell us a little bit about what you can about the history of the ballet and also what it takes to put on this kind of production and why you chose A Midsummer Night's Dream.
So I started looking at ballets. I usually look at ones about a year in advance to decide the next season. And, you know, there's some that we've done multiple times, like Swan Lake and Nutcracker, Sleeping Beauty, all of those. And so I thought it'd be fun to do a different one that we hadn't done. So I just started looking at the different ballets. And, you know, we have a school with people from 3 to 30. So the nice thing about this ballet is there's a lot of fairies, and so you can accommodate all the different age groups and still have a sophisticated ballet with the advanced dancers having parts that, you know, require a lot more skill. And it doesn't cheapen the effect of the ballet by putting kids in it, because sometimes you don't want it to look like a kid's show.
Yeah. And how many ballet dancers are on the stage when everybody's on, when you've got a full...
About 70.
Wow. That's a big ballet. Tell me what the process is for putting on a ballet. Do you use the choreography of Georges Balanchine? Do you do things of your own? How do you get that choreography? Like, what's the process?
All of the above.
Okay.
You know, I look at all of it. So I looked at Georges Balanchine's. I also looked at American Ballet Theatre's version as well, and incorporated parts that I thought really worked well. I also incorporated some of the verse, the Shakespeare's verse, which I hadn't seen done. So we kept some of the verse in there and choreographed to that to help the audience, because, you know, you have people who are familiar with Shakespeare who will understand. You have people who are familiar with ballet who will understand. But a lot of your audience isn't familiar with either. So you want them to have an enjoyable experience too. And if they don't understand ballet technique or, you know, different steps and what the feet are supposed to look like and what's hard and what's not, and then they don't understand the story, then you want to make it interesting for them. So you try to... You know, that's why I decided to add the verse. I was listening to all the different orchestrations when I first started, and I liked hearing some of the verse added in. So I added that.
I think it's a wonderful idea, because it is Shakespeare. After all, it's inspired by Shakespeare. To have some of those Shakespeare words on in the performance will enrich it, I'm sure. Is there a written form of the choreography?
No.
No. So you just watched...
Yeah.
Videos
you,
of it.
I watch everything I can find of mm-hmm. everyone else that's done it, and then I don't necessarily look at that again. I remember what I remember, and then you try to tell the story.
Uh-huh.
And then you try to feature your dancers, so you have more advanced dancers who can, you know, do really advanced choreography, and dancers that are newer. We have a lot of guys compared to most schools and places. I mean, every time we have guests, they're like, where do you get all these guys? We have 8 guys in this production, which is quite a few.
Mm-hmm.
So when we do the wedding march, we have, you know, all these couples on stage. And so it's kind of a big partnered number. And a couple of our guys are really experienced. I've had one of our leads for, I think, about 14 years now. And he's quite good. And then a couple of other guys have been with us for a little while, but then we're always recruiting. So we have a lot of guys who are brand new. And so you want to, they're good at learning the lifts right away. We have a partnering class, and they can learn those right away, but it takes more time to look fluid in ballet, and so you have to adapt the choreography.
Hmm. Now, Monique, you have a school in Alamogordo and in Las Cruces. Do some of your dancers perform in both places?
Yes. The advanced dancers have the option to perform in both schools. Now, this year we have more of separate cast than usual because we had several people with graduations. Some of the Las Cruces dancers couldn't do Alamogordo because it was at their graduation, and vice versa.
Mm-hmm. The performances, I should say this, we'll say it again at the end, Friday and Saturday night at 7 o'clock at the Center for the Arts on the NMSU campus, A Midsummer Night's Dream with the Las Cruces School of Dance and Music. Now, you said you choose this ballet about a year in advance, but you're doing other things during the course of the year. So when do you start rehearsing this big production?
The second we finish the last production. So we just did Nutcracker at Christmas. When we come back from the Christmas break, we start work on the spring.
And were any of your dancers familiar with this ballet?
No, not a single one.
So
I mean, we even had a movie night where not all of my classes, just one of my classes actually in Alamogordo, where we watched the play. And I had them watch the play so that they could not just see the dance.
Uh-huh.
So that they'd understand the story better for characterization.
Huh. Do you then also watch do you tell them to watch the ballets?
I tell them to watch the ballets because they have YouTube. And
Yeah.
They
yeah.
usually watch their character at least.
Uh-huh. You've got another ballet happening, The Persistence of Air, on Sunday, a special one. Tell us about that.
So I'm the artistic director of a nonprofit dance company, the Borderlands Ballet Company. And so we're trying to do original work in that company. That's new. And we also brought in a professional choreographer to do that as well. So Mark Moffitt wrote the libretto, the story. It's a steampunk ballet. So the scenery and costuming is all based on steampunk. And then it's kind of based on Automata, who there's one character who's air, and then the character created the automata that wants to breathe life into the automata. But then, of course, there's someone who's trying to destroy them. And So we wrote this ballet, and then we hired a choreographer, Jennifer Boren, who lives in Dallas, Texas, that flew in and choreographed it. And the reason we did that is because it's a pre-professional company. And so that we want them to feel what it's like to be in a professional environment. So rather than have the same choreographer, myself, that they have every day in the school, we wanted to bring in someone else for them to work with. And we did that first time this year. Borderlands Ballet originated last year, and we did an original ballet called the Café Noir, and I choreographed that one.
Uh-huh. So is that, that presumably Borderlands company is a smaller...
Yes.
Company, and it's
yes.
your advanced...
There's just six members right now.
And it's your advanced dancers plus... Are you dancing in it too?
Oh, no.
No.
No, I haven't danced on stage in a while. But I said six, I meant eight. We have six girls and two guys in
uh-huh.
the company.
Uh-huh. And this is an original piece. So what do you do with an original ballet after you perform it here on Sunday? Are you going to take it on the road? Are other people going to get to see it?
So right now, we performed it on the 12th in Alamogordo at the Flickinger Center. So this will be the second showing of it here. It's a short ballet. So we do have the show divided, where the first half is the company, and the second half we feature our jazz and tap and hip-hop and singers and from the school. So uh-huh. they're splitting the stage with the school. But it's a 30-minute ballet. And last year we did Café Noir, which was a 30-minute ballet. So we're trying to get some pieces together for our repertoire that eventually we would take to some theaters beyond the area.
Wow. So this is Sunday's performance, also at the Center for the Arts, The Persistence of Air. So that's really a showcase of what the school has done all year besides ballet, because you've got the other classes doing something, the tap and the modern, as well as the you've got the ballet as part of it, mm-hmm. and then you've got the other classes doing.
Yeah, our other classes will be the second part of the show, and yeah. then the company is the first part.
Yeah, and then these kids are also doing the ballet Friday and Saturday night at Midsummer Night's Dream. So this is a heavy weekend for your students. Yeah. And it's Memorial Day weekend, so.
And we had Alamogordo last weekend.
Yeah.
And then the weekend before we did Persistence of Air in Alamogordo.
Mm. A lot for these dancers, but that's part of what it is to be a dancer. I want to go back to Midsummer Night's Dream because we're going to finish up with a little music from it. I'm speaking with Monique Foster. Two performances of the ballet A Midsummer Night's Dream this weekend, Friday and Saturday evening. What is the biggest challenge in staging and producing a ballet like this? Midsummer Night's Dream, one that you've never done before?
Often, you know, you want to tell the story. I mean, that's always my goal. So, yes, we have ballet technique and dance and a vocabulary, but I'm always trying to make sure that the story is told. And with a new one, you're just not sure how certain things are going to read until you get them on the stage. And so you can be in the studio and you're working on it and you're working on it, and then you put it on stage and it looks not quite the same. So then you have to fix. But I think we've done a really good job with that. So I'm pleased.
Telling the story both in the movements that you're doing and in the acting in a certain sense.
And teaching the dancers to act. And this time, you know, I have them dancing through some of the verse. I mean, we didn't use all the verse, but we used segments of it and mm-hmm. just to kind of help the audience. And having them do that was kind of new and different for them.
One last question about the music. When you are preparing the Midsummer Night's Dream, how much do you listen to the music before? Like, you must be listening to it a lot as you figure out what you're going to do.
I do. I keep it in my car all the time, and I drive back and forth from Alamogordo to hear a lot because I have a school in both towns, and it's on during that drive nonstop.
So you must know it absolutely inside and out by the time you're done.
I'm pretty good at the piano puzzler when they use the music I've done before.
Okay, that's excellent. I know that Mark Morris, the choreographer, is one of the, he actually choreographs with the score in his hand, you know, looking at the
music. I've bought scores before just to look at when the counts are not nice, eights and sixes. I sometimes get the score to see what's going on.
I mean, you have to. It's so integral to the dance is to understand that music. Well, I think it's wonderful, and I wish you luck. I've been speaking with Monique Foster. She's the artistic director and founder of the Las Cruces School of Dance and Music. It's their big spring production weekend here in Las Cruces. Tomorrow night and Saturday night at the Center for the Arts on the NMSU campus at 7 o'clock. How long does the ballet run?
About an hour and a half. It's a short ballet.
And on Sunday, a brand new ballet, The Persistence of Air, with the Borderlands Dance Company, and then followed by a showcase of your classes of tap, modern, and other forms of dance.
Yes.
Thank you so much, Monique Foster, for coming in. Good luck with the performances. It sounds like a great finale to the year.
Thank you.